You ready?
Yeah.
You ready? All right, hold on. Here we go.
What's going on? It's the Miami Nation podcast. I'm Travis Brown, MiamiNation.com. Mr. Ranger over here, Zach Taylor in his Ranger hat, looking like you just need like the pants.
And they're over 500. Yeah, I'm not matching today at
yeah,
all.
Yeah,
it's all right.
But most importantly, we have Fightin' Dick Zaggy player Riley Sarton over here.
Ooh.
And let's just start it off with what we were starting off talking about before the podcast. I think I got that right. Riley was showing part of like microphone. What is
it? It's strange. And I guess it's supposed to be like satisfying in some way. Like, I don't get it. It's interesting. I'll spend 30 minutes on Instagram just lost in the feed of ASMR. Basically, they just put this microphone, it do some weird noises, and then make lots
of
money.
So this isn't like, you know, maybe like new walk-up songs or something.
Great idea.
Popping up happens.
Honeycombs.
Yeah, somebody crunching on chips. I could do that for 45 minutes. Riley Sarton!
Whale noises.
People would be very calm.
Yeah,
very
whale
calm.
Noises, things like whale that, noises. Sounds of the ocean. When you're not doing that, obviously, you're doing a lot of things. First off, congratulations to getting drafted by the Aussie Peppers.
Thank you.
Now, they are in Australia, right?
Technically, yes, it's an Australian-based team, but their new home is in Minnesota. It's in Mankato, Minnesota.
Gotcha. Okay.
So that's where I'll be going.
For me, because I don't understand this.
I don't completely understand it either. I think it's the NPF's way of adding new teams without actually having to have the capital to create new teams. So there's the Beijing team, there's the Canadian team, and the Aussie team that I'm a part of.
So once the season's over, head up to Minnesota. What's kind of that? Have you talked to them since you've gotten drafted? What does the future hold with that? At least in that regard.
Not sure. Haven't really had much contact with them at all.
Yeah.
So besides the draft, but the first game's on June 9th, which is also my birthday. So I'm assuming I'll be up there probably at the beginning of June, maybe late May.
June kids do it the best, right?
Absolutely.
I've got a June birthday. You don't have a June birthday.
Though. June what? June what?
First.
Ah,
I'm number one. I'm number one.
Yeah, y'all are probably born like real close to the same year.
Yeah, something
definitely.
Like that. Yeah,
yeah,
probably. Hey, I was still born in the 90s.
I was not.
I barely made it. I barely made it, but I was born in the 90s. So obviously that you've got that going on, but with the season and everything else that you guys are undergoing, you're the veteran on the team. So how has that been from a leadership standpoint for you, and how have you had to grow in that role?
It was really something that I never anticipated on happening. Obviously, I planned going into senior year with three other people with me, and that ended up changing. But it was something that I was very open to, and I was always just kind of the lead by example, kind of a quiet leader. I had really good people around me that could say the things that they needed to say, and they were comfortable saying those things. And so I was just kind of not in the shadows, but more of just as an example of what to follow. And so I had to take on more of a vocal role, which was very out of my comfort zone, to be completely honest. But I'm surrounded by great people here that have helped me through that and had my back and been very patient with me when maybe I don't know exactly what to say or how to say it. But they've been very, very open and just really good friends to me and great teammates.
I'm going to go real quick back to the draft thing. I know people definitely kind of get an idea what, like, being a football player and getting drafted is. I think some people who are into maybe college baseball have an idea. I don't even know if a lot of people may necessarily even know a whole lot about professional softball. What is the experience like before the draft, preparing for the draft, getting ready, you know, for a professional a softball player, for a college softball player?
I never really expected to get drafted. I'm very thankful that I did, but just knowing how few picks they actually have and just the caliber of people that had the opportunity to get drafted, I'm very blessed, very thankful. So there really was no preparation, just playing. I talked to a few of the teams through Jamie Loprice, who used to play here, now works with USSSA Pride. So I knew it was an option for me, but we were actually at our BCA, our student athlete banquet when all this went down, and I had gotten nominated for an award. This is like one of the greatest memories I think I'll ever have. I had gotten nominated for the Distinguished Letterman Award, and it's the very last award they announce. And whenever you win the award, you have to go up and give a speech. And I was really nervous about giving a speech in front of all these student athletes. But I ended up not winning the award, and I was kind of bummed. And it was actually when the other girl was giving her speech that I got a text, and it was like, congratulations. And my immediate thought was, oh, they must have put out the wrong graphic. Like, they accidentally put my graphic for winning this award, not this girl that won it. And then I got, you know, 2 and 3 texts that said congratulations. And then I remembered. I was like, oh, my gosh, the draft just happened. I need to go check on Twitter. So I went on Twitter, and I saw that my name had been called. And I guess my whole team had already known. They were right behind me sitting in this big conference room center. And I turn around, and they were all smiling at me with these huge eyes. And I just, like, broke down in tears. And it was a really, really cool moment for me. But not really sure. Like I said, I haven't really had much contact with them. So we'll see what post-draft stuff looks like and how all the details work out.
Yeah, because baseball draft has always been so interesting to me because you don't necessarily have to declare. And I guess it's softball the same way in that, like, when I was – doing baseball stuff, I would call buddies and be like, hey man, congratulations. They'd be like, wait, what? I'm like, you got drafted. They're like, wait, what? And so it kind of seems like a little bit close to the same. You might have known that something could have been coming because you've had some contact, but again, a little bit of a pleasant surprise, it seems.
Right,
like.
And I went through the draft process with my fiancé, Noah. He got drafted this past summer with Oakland Athletics, and there was a lot of conversations between, you know, the scouts, area scouts that he'd been talking to, and kind of in that room, the decision room where, you know, they're texting you, hey, will you go in this round for this much? Because I feel like baseball and other sports like football are more about the money and like where your slot value is and all of that. And for softball, it's really just about playing the game for a little bit longer.
Well, and you just mentioned, you know, you're engaged. And so it's a lot of things coming at you. It seems like you got your senior year, graduation, and you've got the professional league and, of course, you know, you're getting married, so that's a lot going
it's
on.
It's crazy. Right. It's a lot of stuff going on. It's been something that has been very overwhelming at times, but I just think that I'm super grateful to even have the opportunity to do half the things that I'm doing. And weddings in October, late October, so I have a little bit of time
that's
with that.
Oh,
it was
well,
free,
obviously.
But graduation, that's coming up sooner than I would hope for. And so is the end of the season. It's crazy. It seems to hit you at once.
We delved into the season a little bit. It's probably a little... What has this season been like for you? What is some of those highs that you've been able to grasp onto and things that y'all can kind of improve on and finish out strong with?
I think that probably some of our highs, obviously, our Sunday games have been so incredibly fun to be a part of, not just because we're winning, but because of the fight and the energy and the enthusiasm that we're able to show after having been beat Friday and Saturday. So I think those are the things that really keep us grounded, I would say, and really keep us fighting because we want that feeling for every game, and we'll continue to fight until we have that enthusiasm, until we have the energy every game. You know, obviously we're not where we want to be. And so I think we've all kind of just accepted that we're not going to look at losing as this negative, you know, horrible thing that we have to go through. But it's something that we're able to go through and something we're able to learn from. And as a young team, I think that's really important. You can either let it, you know, make you angry, you know, make you mad, or you can let it help you and let it, you know, spark change in what you're doing.
You made the move from third to short. How has that been so far? I mean, I've gotten to call some of your games. You've been pretty solid over at shortstop. Yeah. But how has that been, and was that something that you were just able to work out with coach that you said, hey, this is a position I need to fill?
So short's been a position that I played all growing up. I started out playing shortstop when I was little. I got recruited as a shortstop, and then I didn't make the transition to third until my junior year of high school. So coming into A&M, third was relatively new for me, and so it was fun to actually get to, like, build into this person who, like, is known as a third baseman, which was always just, like, foreign for me, but I really loved it. And then we had a meeting, I think it was after the Saturday game against Alabama, and, you know, Coach and I kind of talked about playing short a little bit, you know, after Cuyos left, and what that was going to look like. And we didn't know we were going to get Ashlyn until later. I already had that conversation about, I'll play there if I need to play there. Of course, I'll be wherever you need me to be. I'll pitch if you want me to pitch, kind of situation. So, you know, once the season did start and I was playing third, that kind of didn't really have as many of those conversations. And it was that Saturday after Alabama, she pulled all the infield together and she said, look, you know, we're kind of stagnant right now. We need something to change, something to be different here, just to get out of this kind of rut that we were in. And she said, you know, Rye, you're going to play short tomorrow, and Bailey, you're moving to third. And then we kind of had to figure out second and first. And so it was discussed before the Sunday game against Alabama. We actually came up here early before that game on Sunday morning to take some ground balls and just kind of get comfortable. And it's kind of like riding a bike. Shortstop, again, I played it for forever. I played it for probably 8 or 9 years. So something that's very near and dear to my heart.
With, I know there's some ups and downs this season, and probably not necessarily where, at least at this point, where y'all would, you would like to be for your senior season. Is there some gratification kind of getting to be the face of this new stadium? And I know you got to speak at the stadium dedication and kind of take that leadership role. Has there been some gratification in getting to have such a huge role in that?
Of course, it's been really awesome. Because we have a young team and because they crave somebody to look to, they want that leadership. They want someone to help them and to guide them. And so it's been really fun for me to be able to do that. And I hope that I've done Texas A&M. And my parents went here. My dad's dad went here. And so the core values are something that are very close to my heart and the traditions of this university. So I've just tried to do whatever I can to maintain those values and to leave a legacy that is more than just what I've given on the field. And I hope that everyone can see that. And I hope that it's something that people remember about me.
I know you mentioned a little bit earlier before, but a little bit more comfortable with your public speaking. It seems like you've had to do that a few more times this season.
Yeah. You know, I tried my very best to get out of speech class here at Texas A&M, and I did with some AP credits. I really just don't like – I can play softball in front of – millions of people and I'm perfectly comfortable, but put me in front of a mic like dedication of the stadium here. First of all, that morning I had a rib head out of place, and so I was in the chiropractor's office and in Steph's office trying to get something figured out. And then I had emailed my like finalized speech over to Steph for her to print off because my printer wasn't working, and she didn't get it. And so I didn't have a speech, and I had my back all, you know, messed up. And I remember, like, I had no makeup on. I had no time to do my hair. And coach was like, all right, you're late. It was like 9:02 at this point. So I like rushed into the club level area over there. And I remember just everything. My heart was beating like crazy out of my chest. And I just had to get up there and give the speech. And I was like, I don't know how this is going to happen, but I'm going to have to pull this off in some way. And I kind of blacked out when I was giving it, so I don't even remember anything.
What happened? Somebody tell me what happened. You might get that on camera.
I don't even know.
I did.
So that's what we call winging it in the business, winging it. Now, that being said, too.
Also called this podcast.
Also, yeah. Pretty much, that's really good. How we live, by the seat of our pants. You guys going on the road this weekend, it's going to be a quick turnaround, too. Well, you didn't have to play a midweek game, so mm-hmm. That was nice. But just kind of being a Thursday, Friday, Saturday series, that's a little different, right?
It is, and it's fun. We like playing those Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or the Saturday, Sunday, Monday games because they're televised, and that's pretty cool for us. And it kind of makes the game a little bit more fun knowing that you're going to be on TV and you'll have friends text you after the game. But with that being said, we have put in a lot of hard work in these past 2 days of practice, and I know a lot of us came up here on our day off just to try to get some more swings and get some more cuts in. You know, like y'all have been mentioning, we're not where we want to be, and so the work never ends. The work it's never good enough, and especially in this sport where it's always changing. You're always going to have to, you know, sacrifice maybe some free time, maybe a little bit of nap time to come up here and get the work that you need to.
Well,
I had one more question because we were talking about social media, Instagram, everything else.
Winging it.
You may not realize this, but Riley is famous on social media.
Not famous.
Famous on the social medias. No.
Exactly.
No, because of the different hitting drills and different fielding drills and stuff that you've done, that's gotten picked up by quite a few people. So what's that been like? Do people recognize you from that, or do they bring that up a lot when they meet you?
Yes. Okay. It's weird because like, I would never consider, everyone's like, you know, you're Instagram famous. But my sister has a ton of followers. She's a fashion blogger out of LA. And so she, to me, she's Instagram famous. But it's been really cool. I have had some little girls come up to me or, you know, direct message me and ask me about their hitting and what they can do to improve. Maybe they're having a tough time with the pitch, they're dropping their hands or something. Or I have a lot of parents DM me as well. And it's been really cool to give a little bit back to the game that's given me so much. And that's kind of what I, why I do it, and what I plan to do moving forward with my career is just giving back to this game and hopefully being able to impart some wisdom and some, you know, drills or anything that I can really give to these young girls that would help them out with their career.
Well, I've seen those videos. I didn't realize we had an influencer. Like that. I mean, that's pretty incredible. What you mentioned it. What do you? I know pro softball's on the near horizon, but what do you want to do beyond that you were kind of referencing right there?
Kind of a bunch of things. My main goal is to start a website where, you know, my major here is sports conditioning, so I'm going to get certified through various sports conditioning organizations. So be a place where young athletes can go, baseball or softball, and get the, you know, workouts they need, get the injury prevention stuff they need, and then also get the mental side of the game, and then the actual, like, game part, you know, defensive drills, offensive drills. Just kind of like an all-encompassing place for these girls to be able to gain knowledge and to gain a deeper understanding of the game and what it can do for you, not only, you know, in high school and in college, but after that as well.
Cool. And it all starts with being an Instagram influencer. Well, thank you so much for Riley for joining us today. We're doing a little shorter podcast because, you know, busy schedules. Stars playoff hockey. I really don't know why. Why we're cutting it short. Gas, so we don't have to go back into the studio. So we'll be back next week with someone else talking some other conversation about something related to Aggie sports. So in the meantime, go to Spotify. Go to the Google place where you go to Google for podcasts. Google Podcast, I would assume, because we're there.
Yeah.
We're also on Spotify. We're Google Podcast influencers.
Google famous.
So be sure to listen to us there or on MyAggieNation.com as always. So for Zach Taylor, I'm Travis Brown. We'll see you next week. It seems like every day, everything just has a way. The way it must have seems. But if we don't watch what we're doing, our hearts will get ruined by silly things. Good love ain't needs a girl, we know that's true. If we want to keep it, we gotta watch everything that we do, yeah, yeah. Don't want to make sure my baby, make sure you're sticking with me. I wanna make sure that we're